Hey, North Harbor. Pastor Dan here. We've been having some technical difficulties on Sunday morning with recording the sermon, so I wanted to get online here and just do a short recap of the sermon for last week, just so that everyone's on the same page with the series that we're doing. We're doing a series on the Lord's Prayer, and it will be broken up into about 6 weeks. And we started last week with our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So I think that when we come to this prayer, when we think of our Father, the portion, the scripture, our Father, we try to think of God as a good parent who loves us and leads us and guides us. And that is certainly good things to think about. I think that those ideas are captured in that phrase. But there's more. There's a whole lot more. Jesus is Jewish. He's speaking to a Jewish. And there's a lot of... there's some ideas and concepts that his Jewish audience would have been very familiar with when he begins his prayer. And the first... would be looking back to the Exodus story. So in the early chapters of Exodus, Israel is there in Egypt, and God remembers his covenant with the forefathers of the Israelite people, and he goes to rescue them. He leads Moses and Aaron to lead the people out of Egypt. And one of the things that you see over and over again is that he refers to Israel as his firstborn child. And so you have this idea that God is the father in this story of redemption. So this story, the Exodus story, is very important for Israel in that it is their foundational story of liberation and redemption and rescue. Very similar to the 4th of July celebration here in America, that's rooted in America's freedom. And whereas the Exodus story is about God rescuing Israel, the American story is about us Americans fighting for their own freedom. So it's a little bit, there's a big difference there. This idea that God comes to rescue and God delivers, and that God is seen as a father, speaks about Israel as a father. So this first idea of father that Jesus' audience would have been familiar with is this idea of a father that rescues and delivers and redeems his people. The second, there's another idea of sonship and fathership here, and that is with the promise given to King David, that he will have a son who rules in Israel, a king. And this is in 2 Samuel. And David wants to build a temple for God. He has delivered the nation. He is, as a king, has led the nation to its most secure, you know, sort of like the golden days, the golden years of Israel. Where they have some power, there's some wealth. David has led them there, has secured the borders, and so all it's good. And David's now settling down a little bit, and he wants to build a temple for God. And God says, "No, you are not going to be the one that builds me a temple. Your son will deliver a temple, and I will be a father to him." And so you have this whole, what we'd call a prophecy about a future king, a Messiah king, that would always rule in the throne, that's from the line of David. So when God is talking to David about building a house, he's not just talking about a temple, which is often the term that's for a temple, a house, God's house, but also a dynasty. House David is a lasting dynasty. There will always be kings from David's line, and you have this idea of God as a father to this king. Now, later in Israelite history, they are in exile. They're not in Israel at all. They're living in other lands. And so this promise of a king that would deliver them, who would be a son to God, or God would be a father to this king, is something that's very important to them. And it's very important right up into the days of Jesus, where Israel is looking for deliverance. In the days of Jesus, they lived in Israel, but they were not free. They were an occupied nation, occupied by the Roman Empire, and still waiting for this Messiah to come and deliver the kingdom. And so Jesus does that. This is the remarkable thing about this. This idea of God as a father is not really a new idea. What's really remarkable about it is that it's all this deliverance, this idea of liberation and hope and deliverance is all found in the person of Jesus, that he is finally the Messiah who can call God Father. And so when Jesus begins this poem, this prayer, really, about, you know, by saying our Father, his audience would have known, it's in mind, God that liberates and delivers and gives hope. And it's important to notice that, you know, that this is not the beginning as in a starting point to this prayer. This idea of a relationship with God is something that is the goal. I mean, that is the goal of our lives, to live in this relationship with God. We are all image bearers of God, children of God, and the goal is to live out that father-child relationship and to see it thrive, you know, just in a relationship that's thriving with God. And so when we think of the beginning of the prayer, what we need to think about is that this idea of God our Father, this relationship, is the goal, but it's also it's the beginning, but not in the sense of a starting point, but beginning in the sense of origin. It's our origin, it's our source. And so that's what we talked about on Sunday, and on to thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So that will be next Sunday, and hopefully we'll get the recording of that. And if not, I'll post a recap of that as well. So I hope you're all doing well. We'll see you on Sunday. Bye.